Hello, and welcome to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast. I'm Anthony Casella.
I'm Donnie Hatfield-Smith.
And I'm Quentin Lamar.
Happy holidays, everyone. We hope you are enjoying what you can make out of the end of year and time with, you know, whoever you can spend it with safely. But we're looking toward the new year, because this last year has been a big pile of shit with some hope sprinkled at the end.
I think Erica Jane would agree with you.
I think she probably would.
But I mean, like, this has been a really terrible year. Like, even video games have had like terrible launches, and that never happens.
Can't say that anymore.
I mean, like, it's incredible. Like,
that's the my biggest Cyberpunk sore spot as well, is the way that the video game industry has suffered.
Seriously, but I realize
everyone's hurting and everything is fucked up. But what we can do is look to 2021 and talk about how we can make the best of the year in the most important regard. And that would be, of course, Real Housewives.
Well,
this is, after all, a Real Housewives podcast. What do you think?
I thought you were going to say something else. Like, you know, let's just, you know, look to 2021 to make things better. I was like, no, I'm falling for that. I did that shit last year. But no, Housewives, I think we can agree.
Yeah, we're just going to forward this podcast episode to Andy when we're done to make sure he knows how to keep things on track.
This is our wish list to Daddy Andy for 2021.
A blueprint, if you will.
And we're going to go coast to coast, city by city, religion by religion to offer what we think and what we hope 2021 can bring in terms of Real Housewives. But before we do that, just a reminder, if you would like to support the show, be sure to visit buymeacoffee.com/knowthatpod to kind of give us a little tip or let us know with your wallet that you enjoy what we are doing. Please.
There's like a comment box too. You can leave words if you want as well.
Yeah, phrases. We'll take words, but we'll take money. And it's the holidays. What a better time to give. Let us know that you care. Let's get into our bonus show today. And we're going to just kind of go down the list alphabetically, I think. It's the very best way to start. We just started this new season of Atlanta, and only two episodes have aired. A few more will air, of course, before we go into the new year. What are we wanting this season of Atlanta, which will predominantly take place in 2021, to give us? What do we want from this?
It looks like we're getting, and maybe this is just because of what I know already, but it looks like we're getting like a evil Cynthia edit, and I kind of like it. She's been so boring in the past, and like, I love her, but in like a way that someone would come over and drink tea with me. Not in a way I love my housewives, but because we know her wedding is going to be so big, and each episode she's threatening to not have it if it's not the wedding she can have, whatever. And my thing, Quinn and I were talking, she and Mike have both been married two times before. So why is this third wedding the one that needs to be the super spreader event?
I don't get it. You know, like, as somebody who's only been married once, if I got married again, it could be the Arby's for all I care. It's already been done. So I don't get why wedding number three for both of them is something that people should risk their lives for, or should have risked their lives for. But there we go. I mean, I love to see this side of Cynthia, though, like this bridezilla side. I hope, like, I know it's not going to happen, but my hopes are that Cynthia turns into like this raging bitch, and then like she becomes like this monster of Atlanta. And it's like, I want it to be like, you know, like season six of Buffy, where Willow went dark. Like, she's so sweet and everything, and then she just becomes like this hideous monster on the inside only. And she kind of like destroys their lives. I would like to see it.
Yeah, I would like to see it too. I think that's interesting. It probably will be the most interesting Cynthia's been in a while. So I would like to see that too. I'd like to see the editing kind of take a turn on her and, you know, explore exactly what you both said. Why this one? You know, like, isn't finding the one enough? Like, yeah. What's the big party for, especially in this time?
I have a theory.
Let's hear it.
I'm thinking that maybe, because he's been married, you know, twice before, maybe she doesn't want it to be underwhelming compared. Like, I don't necessarily think that's the whole thing, but like, I kind of forgot that Cynthia was married twice. I don't know why I forgot that. Maybe because or, like one marriage wasn't on the show, but
no, she was married.
Was
once.
She married? Yeah, I don't.
She wasn't married to Leon, or
no,
was she?
No, no, not to Leon. I don't think.
Okay, so a baby daddy and a husband. Okay, I mean, but still, like even a second wedding, I feel like it was a lot to push for, given the circumstances. I mean, if Carrie Bradshaw could be okay with the courthouse wedding, why the hell can't Cynthia Bailey? But I think that might be why.
Yeah, agreed. Something else I would like to see in Atlanta, and I think we're going to continue to get it. I love some conflict. Mm-hmm. I would like to see more or a continuation of the social issues being explored on the show and family dynamics. I don't want to see producers like setting up the women for conflict. That's not kind of organic. It doesn't, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like the look. I like more of the, I would like to see more of, you know, Portia's activism and some of the more thorny dynamics that Candy shows and that are cropping up in a few of the women's lives. I like that real family stuff.
Yeah.
And I would like to see more of that.
Do you feel like Atlanta, because I think I do. Do you think that Atlanta is one of the cities that do that best?
Yes. Yeah, I do. At various points too. Like sometimes they let the women have like a season off in terms of like, okay, we won't dig too deep into what's going on here. But I really do feel like for the most part, Atlanta's probably the city that we get that the best in. Yeah, they're very open letting us in, I think.
I agree too.
I would like to see that more too. I like seeing the housewives have more of a responsibility to social justice and stuff like that. So I'd love to see more of that. I can understand if they wouldn't, but I'd like to see more of it. It's a lot to watch them experience. So I get how that can be kind of like a touchy subject, but I have liked seeing them take a more serious stance on certain subjects. I would like to see that happen more. But I mean, housewives always have causes, though, don't they? Like, you know, cancer charities and stuff. But this was different to me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of times the women are really involved in charities, but the parties or the things that are being filmed feel like they are more for filming as opposed to like Atlanta in the past, but certainly right now. Is like, oh, we just happen to be filming people who are involved in a movement that they would be attending the rallies for anyway, or doing the work for anyway. And if any city could ever one day be nominated for an Emmy or like produce a season of TV that could be thought of as something that's like exceeding reality TV expectations, I think Atlanta's it. Atlanta's the city I would look to for that.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. I don't.
But as I mean, we kind of have a preview of what the season is going to be, of course. So I am excited to get to what looks to be the end of the season on the trip with the stripper. That's some fun stuff.
Yeah, something to work up to.
Yeah, it's a way, you know, like you have to weigh the heavy with the fun.
Right.
Let's move on to Beverly Hills, which I think everyone knows has always been a rough spot for me. The name on everybody's lips for me next season is going to have to be Erica Girardi, because mm-hmm. I don't see a world in which the show doesn't make it the main story in some way.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
If they don't, I have to be officially done with it. And I hope that everybody else is too, because it's already become so much outside of the show that if it's not touched on, or if the, you know, Kyle pulls her strings to make it not talked about as much, I just can't.
Yeah. We've had a lot of information come out regarding what's really been going on with her, and I'm like, damn, no wonder you were kind of boring on the show, because you were keeping all of this to yourself. To me, it just like, it makes me think like how well she hid all of that. You know, if these text messages and all these things are true, that's a lot to hide from the public. And I almost feel, I feel deceived. And I realize it's her personal business, but you know, it's reality TV. And that's what she signed up for. That's what we're supposed to be seeing. And I feel like we have not been seeing her life at all. And I feel like she's basically been cashing checks and running off without doing, like, even worse than Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, she's had no real conflict the entire time she's been there.
Giselle does it in a Rinna way, at least, where she, like, pulls it out of other people and, like, stirs their shit up. She's just not willing to give it in the way she expects other people to. But Erica, I don't even think really stirs it. She just happens to be there.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She shuts it down a lot. Like, yeah, there will be conflict that people are bringing to her, and she'll be like, don't say that. We're not going to do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's the antithesis of what your job is on this show. It's to engage. Sorry, Meredith, it's to engage.
It's been a lot of that. And it's been, things have been weird with her ever since she had that, like, weird thing with Eileen.
Mm.
Yeah, over her son.
Yeah, we've never seen like any genuine emotion out of her since. So I have no idea what this season would even look like if they did pursue that with her. I have no idea what a mask off Erica Jane looks like. None of us do.
But I still think I think if anything, the show will make her touch on it in like scenes or whatever. But in terms of like group dynamic, I don't think that the women will expect her to talk about this the same way they expected, you know, Denise to talk about the threesome or anything like that.
And to an extent, I understand why Erica might not be able to speak about it, but this to me feels worse. I mean, I'm not a legal expert. This to me feels worse than what Teresa and Joe did on New Jersey. Because, and I know the money is taken away from someone on some level, but I believe Erica and Tom, and to an extent, maybe Erica, like, took money from plane crash victims' families.
Yeah.
Which I can't, like, make a connection between that and what Teresa and Joe did. Again, I know. But so what I'm saying is, for a few seasons on New Jersey, every season would open up with headlines and, like, the women commenting on it in their confessionals. I need that to be how Beverly Hills opens.
Yeah.
I need like that to be the main thing. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Right.
Yeah. I think it benefits her as well, because if she's claiming she's the wrong party here along with everybody else, or she wasn't a part of the embezzlement, that she was being cheated on, she kind of needs this for her self-image. She needs this to like separate herself from him and show what really happened. So it's something she needs. It's an opportunity for her to be genuine, which, again, I have to say, it really kind of honks me off that I feel like she, you know, she basically cheated on TV. But I think it's something she should do, and she probably will have to, because it keeps getting worse. Like, I don't know this woman that apparently Joe had an affair with, but I know she's a judge. So that tells me that, like, he wasn't like sleeping with some little young thing here.
Right. Justice Trisha A. Bigelow, I believe you're speaking of.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Allegedly.
And you know, and Bigelow doesn't sound like a young name. So, like, I think that that's a lot to unpack there. Like, you know, and he like paid for her plastic surgery, which is a real flex because she's a judge. So, like, there's so much involved in that, and I almost don't believe she didn't know. Like, I mean, he doesn't look like he could cover his tracks that well. There's such a trail with technology now that I know he's not good at, and she is.
Right.
I also don't know if it matters so much, but I think someone did the math and found out that those text messages are from 2016.
Yeah, I did that this morning too.
Like, what is that? Does that add a different color? Like, what does that mean? Is that like this is an old affair? Does it matter at all? Like, does it matter that it's older, or is it still just as...
If she's been sitting on this all of this time, then I think it shows that she's not upset about the affair. She is using the affair as, like, backup information to say why she's leaving, but she's leaving because of like all the law stuff. And that's what I think, the court cases.
Yeah. And I've said this several times before, I guess I'll have to say it again. Now I am completely convinced that he has sex with Aaron Brockovich. You know, the whole thing in the movie, she's not qualified. She's some ex-beauty queen with these kids, but she got this job. Nothing against her or her abilities, but I find it very hard to believe.
It's the hill you'll die on.
It's the hill that I'll die on. Him and Aaron Brockovich hit the sheets.
No, it makes sense. It just makes sense. I would also like to see more of Garcelle this season.
Oh, well, yeah, that goes without saying, yeah.
Yeah, more of her. And I want to see her, like, putting...
We barely saw her last season.
Right.
Yeah, I want to see her with her foot on Rinna's throat a little bit. Like, I'd like to see a little bit of that discourse, but I want Garcelle on, like, the top side of it.
Yeah, and I need numbers to be a little more even. Last year, I think Sutton could see Denise's side and Garcelle was on Denise's side, but it was still mismatch. It wasn't so half and half. This year, I want Kathy, Crystal, Garcelle, and Sut to form a little group against the others.
I like Dorit, though.
No, yeah, Dorit's a middleman, but okay. I don't think she and Garcelle get along.
I think they could. I mean, she, you know, she, Garcelle is black and Dorit loves black fashion. They have a lot in common.
True. When you put it like that.
Remind me, did they have a thing last season?
On the, no, yeah. In the reunion, I just felt like Dorit came for Garcelle a lot.
And I don't even remember the reunion.
I forget. There was one fight. Maybe I'm making this up. Dorit, I thought it was half and half. In the Denise situation. Oh, no, I'm wrong. I think Dorit was coming for Sutton, but Garcelle was sticking up for Sutton, so then it felt like Dorit was against Garcelle for me.
I might remember Dorit coming after Garcelle a little bit about not going on the plane to see, or not going to see Erica.
Oh, yeah. Was that Dorit?
Yeah, that felt a little reachy to me. I mean, if her own husband wasn't going to go see her, why would Garcelle?
And we see now why he didn't.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any more wishes for Beverly Hills before we move on?
Just that it's good.
is that it gets canceled? Is that a possible answer? Oh,
God. Yeah, I mean... Beverly Hills better be good in 2021. This is its final. This is its final.
This is its last chance.
But I feel this is really it's set up to give us material. We finally got Kathy and we have this Erica lawsuit divorce. So if this doesn't bring us the meat, then I'm vegetarian, honey.
Okay, so here's my last, you know, wish. Now that we got rid of Teddy, which was a great move.
Yes.
So now that we've gotten rid of her, I think we should. I before this said we should get rid of Erica Jane, but now with everything that's going on, I guess I have to take that back.
Same. I've thought the same.
I wanted her to go too, because I wanted them to bring in somebody else. Like the minute that I learned that Garcelle was friends with Will Smith's first wife, I have not been able to get that out of my head. So I would have my wish is that either we see more of Garcelle's friends group, which has women like that in it, or like maybe we get Will Smith's ex-wife to join Real Housewives, because I think we all know that Will Smith and his family is not above the drama that his ex-wife might bring to the show.
Of course. There could be
a red table reunion also. And I would like that to happen. That's my last wish for Beverly Hills.
No, that's a good one. We have a new season of Dallas starting on January 6th, I believe. A Leanne Locken-less season. We have a new Asian housewife joining Dallas, Tiffany Moon. What are our hopes for this season of Dallas? Where are we with Dallas?
I love Dallas, of course. I love Leanne Locken. I know she's made some missteps, but if I can forgive Joe Biden, I can forgive her. I I would like Tiffany Moon to come in and be the erratic force that Leanne was, but I think Leanne is like, you know, it's a lightning strike. You don't usually get that twice. But I think that whatever Tiffany is going to bring is going to be pretty, pretty damn epic just from what I've seen in the trailer. So I'm excited to see what she's going to do. I hope she calls out Brandy for some reason. I would be surprised. Yeah. I'd be surprised if that doesn't come up, and I would really like it to come up because I like Brandy, but somehow she always manages to get the high horse, and I don't know how when she's always drunk.
She gets away clean,
But she always has this moral high ground that I don't understand, and I would really like somebody to kick her redheaded ass off of it.
I'm hoping that because even if Tiffany doesn't come at her because of the video, I'm hoping if there is a Brandy and Tiffany clash, that because of the video, everyone else feels uncomfortable taking Brandy's side. So then it's all like all against one, just because they're trying to like preserve their image.
Yeah. What I hope doesn't happen is that the season isn't structured as poor Brandy had such a hard time with the fallout from the racist video she posted that was revealed the week after the reunion, where Brandy pulled up a folding chair at the reunion and demanded Leanne sit there because she didn't want to sit on the couch with her anymore. And then because of Leanne's own racist comments.
Yeah.
And then a week later, we were gifted with the Brandy video. So I understand why Brandy has her tails between her legs, but the cast has to understand it can't be a sob story for Brandy.
And I feel that way. Like I said, I like Brandy. I always have, but it's so for her to act like she doesn't do stuff like that video and that she doesn't make off color jokes and she's not part of that whole, you know, fuck your feelings, not PC thing. For her to act like she had that high ground over Leanne was just completely laughable to me.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Agreed. And I mean, this might be splitting hairs a little bit, but I thought about it a lot. And I actually think Brandy's video is worse than what Leanne did.
You think? I mean,
I do.
There's so many things. It was very offensive. She did it in front of her children. It was on social media. Like, there's so many things about that video.
Yeah.
I mean, worse. I hate to use the word worse because they're both pretty terrible, but Brandy's is definitely more prosecutable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that the kids were in the car, the fact that the video is like, as she's doing the video, she's fixing her hair as though like this is just like second nature to her, is to do like these impressions.
And that's
in the back, she's fixing her hair.
Yeah. Leanne is, you know, unhinged and off her rocker, whatever. But that was almost like, that was not on camera. I know they were in that hallway, whatever, but it was in a heated moment. You know what I mean? Like, it was reactionary. Whereas Brandy's was just, here we go, kids.
And she doubled down on it. She said it was a great SNL. She said it was a great SNL audition tape or something like that.
Which is like so out of touch. Like, she meant Mad TV, but it's so out of touch. And it's like, I just suspect the kids to be like, that's funny, mama. Now do the black one. Like, it's
And speaking of Leanne in relation to Brandy, I hope that they do not talk about Leanne this season. You got her off the show. Don't use her name to like drive something
drama.
Get it going off the ground yourself. Like, she's not on it. I know this happened to Dina on New Jersey. She left the show, and like for like years after, there would be like side plots and conversations at reunions about Dina, and Dina was like, can you not talk about me? I'm not on this show.
Yeah.
But I think what happens is once you are on it, you're basically signing over your likeness to be discussed. But if the women wanted, Dina left.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne was fired. The women wanted her fired. You can't then use her name all the time.
Right.
They're going to have to. They're going to have to. She's involved with two iconic moments. They're going to have to.
I know.
Like, think about what Dallas would have been like if Leanne Locken wasn't there. You're going to use Harry clips?
That it would have continued.
I don't think it would have. But you definitely have nothing that's really worth anything to flash back to. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Agreed. Let's head over to the Garden State. I believe we're going to be getting a season of New Jersey in February is the rumor. What do we want this season on New Jersey? I'd like to see Teresa's boyfriend.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And I saw a picture. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I saw a picture of her and her boyfriend on Twitter. And it was the most awkward kiss. It looked like they like tripped and fell into each other.
Ooh.
And somebody commented, girl, this pic is so staged. I just laughed. I don't know. I haven't been following things with Teresa. I don't know who she's dating. I don't know anything about it. That picture was the first I've known about this relationship with her. And I found that hilarious. So that's all I can say about her.
But in her defense, she's been not happy in her marriage for a long time. So I'm sure she doesn't have experience, you know, posing for happy kiss photos.
It was so awkward. I'll have to send it. I'm going to send it to you both.
Okay, please do.
We'll put it on the gram.
It's a very awkward photo.
Like to see, before she lands with a boyfriend, I would like to see, like, maybe if the first half of the season is, like, Teresa dating. Like, I'd like to see Teresa going on, like, first dates. Do you know what I mean?
That would be a good spinoff. Yeah.
How are you? Like, I just want to see her, like, making small talk with people.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I think that could be, like, a funny little, like, comic side story.
I would like to see Jennifer Aiden not try too hard. I feel like, especially at her first season, I loved her. And I thought she was a lot, but it seemed genuine. And then the second season, I feel like she knew people liked that drama. So she like was always performative. Whereas I just like, you know, a nice, genuine monkey's asshole.
I think her worst defense for me is the last time we saw her. Like, at her performance at the last reunion was irritating.
Yeah.
Like, getting involved in things that had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Candace is like that right now with Monique at that reunion, but at least she has a reason to not like her. Like, anytime Monique opens her mouth, Candace is saying something. But Jennifer at that reunion said it to, like, everybody anytime they spoke.
She was even interrupting Dolores.
Yeah.
Dolores was like, we're friends. I like you. What are you doing? You're not, doesn't make sense.
I can just say that my hopes for New Jersey is significantly less Melissa Gorga.
You do not like Melissa. That's right.
I do not like Melissa Gorga. She leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Which probably
is that taste
like cheap suntan oil. There's something about her. I don't like people who get involved in their ex's family and cause more drama. And I get that it's on TV. And I get how, like, Donnie always argues on her behalf. But I don't care. There's something about the way she handles the drama between her husband and Teresa that just rubs me the wrong way. As a sibling, it pisses me off. And then to see her turn on and be close with her own sisters, you know how important that is. You're just being, like, snaky because, you know, I have my opinions on that, but I don't like Melissa Gorga, so I could do with less of her.
I'm a Gorga.
And then she's like really changed. And she's changed like when she first got on the show too. So like that's another thing.
Besides her nose.
I will say Melissa's been, I like her the same way I like apples. Like they're good every once in a while. I'm not like ever craving an apple, but when I'm having it, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Her stories have been, and I think she got called out on this the last reunion too. They're very manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, every single story she's had is escaping me, but it's always,
they don't go anywhere. Like she was thinking, she was thinking about having a baby. She was trying to track down a sibling that doesn't exist or something.
Thank you. Yes. These are all what I was referring to and couldn't remember. Yeah, it's kind of like when Ramona thought she might be pregnant on like the season 4 finale. It's mm-hmm. like, you're not pregnant. This is clearly a story.
I agree. Like, it's like, I don't see how anybody can be in a relationship with Joe Gorga and the shit that Joe Gorga does off camera is not the story. He seems like a very hard little man to keep up with as far as the things that he does. And I feel like it's always been that way. So I think because they're both basically cast members, they're able to hide that. But
wait, I feel like you're talking in like riddles. Tell me, wait, what do you think? Why is Joe Gorga a hard little man to keep up with?
I think that there's a lot. I think there's a lot going on between them that we don't see. And I get it's their marriage. They have their right to a certain degree of privacy, but it's just their interactions.
Yeah.
Their interactions with certain things, like it just seems really fake to me.
Mm.
Like, I feel like it's like very forced, like, you know, like, well, we get it. Fuck your wife, Joe. Like, if you did, you wouldn't really have to prove it so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just seems like, oh yeah, look at us. We've had three kids, but things are still hot between us. I'm not so sure I believe that.
I feel it, and I'm not calling him gay, but I feel like it's when people are pretending to be straight and they're not, and they're like, I love pussy, like that. Boom. But he's like that with just sex in general. Like, let me suck on your toes. I love
pussy on our holiday episode.
And mistletoe.
So I just don't trust that. I grew up in a household like, and everybody is different, but I grew up in a household with parents who were very sexually active with each other. And it's not something you have to advertise. It's like, it's kind of apparent. And I just feel like it's kind of a show. Like, my parents like were doing all that stuff like crazy. And then in public, all they did was fight. So.
Well, like, even the way their house came into, do you know that story? I just read about it this week. Joe built that house for like someone else. He built it to sell. And then when they found out they were going to be on the show, they bought it instead so that they could like live beyond their means.
There's one other thing in New Jersey that I would like to see less of this season, and that's Jackie's parents. They make me uncomfortable. I don't really want to see her family. I'm just gonna leave it there.
That's one immigrant story I do not want to see.
Oh my god!
I like
feel weird.
Oh wait, no, I thought you meant Jennifer.
Oh no! I love Jennifer's family. Oh, Jackie's family makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh wait, not so Jackie's
not her husband
family.
And kids, her parents. Yeah. Jackie's like parents.
Yeah. Oh, so Jackie's like her like hoarder father. And her mother.
The one who said that Jackie's anorexia
was a great thing.
Almost killed her, but like, look at her now.
Yeah, you look
great. I don't
want
to see those people again.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, yeah, like, I can do without them too. And her mother, who, that was so funny to me to see her makeover just go right back.
I don't even remember. Oh, yes, I do know Jackie.
It was like Clueless. It was like, wow, you just fell apart again, huh? Like, okay.
Yeah, it didn't take.
And it was like the same exact hairstyle. Like, I thought they clipped and cut and stuff. You shouldn't even be able to do that anymore. Like, yeah, I can do without.
It's not a great story, but I love seeing like Dolores's odd relationship with Frank Sr. and her doctor boyfriend, Michael. I don't know his name, but I love that kind of like Michael doesn't show up at all, but Frank's there to film. I think Frank broke both his legs in the off season. Google it. And I think Dolores has been taking care of him like a misery, like bedridden thing. I hope they got some of that.
I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like it because I know it's weird, but I don't ever look at a scene with Dolores and Frank and I'm like, oh, that's funny, or oh, that's cute. It's just like, why are y'all around each other like this? It's like, get like shit or get off the pot. Get married or move out. Like, it's just, it's strange. And for her to have any demands on her boyfriend while she got her ex-husband around all the time, how could she? I wouldn't come to shit either.
I think I like seeing Dolores and Frank Sr. and Frank Jr. but mostly Dolores and Frank Sr. because they feel like there's no airs being put on. Like, these are true New Jersey people. Like, right. They film in t-shirts. Dolores is always like, Frank, what am I going to do? Look at this house. Like, it's very, it's what I want from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Even if it's not crazy entertaining.
It's true. Like, I feel like it's like a moment from somebody that looks like Chris Christie coming over to eat dinner. Like, it's, it is very authentic. I would rather see it if it was them as a couple, but because they're not, and it's like weird. And then when the jokes about him and the hookers and the money, I'm just like, y'all laughing about that? I wouldn't be able to laugh at that.
They've moved on.
But not really.
Yeah, but in the same way, Robin and Juan, they knew why they didn't work, but the love was still there.
And they also had two children like under the age of like 10. Like, I think those are different circumstances. Also, from what we've heard, Robin and Juan started their relationship with people outside of it being in it. So maybe that's not a difference for them.
I'm learning a lot today. I don't know that I knew that either.
Who said that? Somebody didn't Taria say that?
No, she came with a full binder. I can't remember everything she read.
She brought facts.
Yeah.
She brought facts about Robin. She brought facts about Pastor Holy Whore. she had some facts.
She did. She always does. But I can't be expected to remember all of them, for God's sake. Taria, send me a DM.
I just want to put this out for 2022 or the season after for filming of New Jersey. I would like Caroline and Dina to come back. I want Caroline back because I want to see her dynamic with Teresa. And I want to see Dina back because next year the trial is starting. Do you guys know about this story? Really quick, sorry. Dina and her new boyfriend had the shit beaten out of them, I think the year before last. Mm-hmm. And that hitman, allegedly, I don't know, I just allegedly to everything I say, even though I think some of it's fact. That hitman was hired by Dina's ex-husband, who is Caroline's brother.
Oh my God.
I don't know who knew what, but this trial is starting next year. Let's get Dina and Caroline back. That story exhausted me.
And I already was exhausted when you said 2022, and I thought the idea of 2 years from now. So like that really, that all was a lot.
That's fair. Let's get out of this headspace and just take a quick little jaunt into the city, New York City. What do we? Sorry. What do we want? What are we wanting from New York next year? Filming
Tinsley
now.
To come back.
Who?
Tinsley?
Tinsley to return.
You couldn't wait for her to be gone.
I'm joking. You know what? I am so joking.
I'm not joking. I didn't like Tinsley for the longest time. And I think we talked about on this podcast, the Tinsley I wanted is the one we got at the reunion when she already left.
Well, that's the Tinsley I want to start a franchise in Chicago. I don't want Tinsley to come back. I want Tinsley to start a franchise where she's like, you know, these are her group of friends that she's made there with that man that she'll probably soon be divorced from. That's what I want to see for Tinsley.
Yeah, I think we had Tinsley at her best.
Yeah, I don't want to see her back.
We had Tinsley at her best when she had nothing to lose. So I think if she was like the beacon of a franchise, she would feel like at the top where she could boss people around and stuff.
And we could watch her getting pregnant. And we could watch her like being around other moms in her, you know, community and, you know, getting us some new housewives.
Tinsley knows best.
You know how when a new city starts, they do the like, things aren't what they look like in Salt Lake City. And every woman gets like a line of like setting us up. Could you just imagine Tinsley being like the grand dame of Chicago? And she's like, Chicago isn't always easy, or whatever her voice is. I can't do her voice. But like just her having to like lead a group of women would be funny. But I would watch it in a minute.
Yeah.
Somebody will make some cheesy Windy City comment. Mm. They'll say something about their hair and that's not even what it means.
They definitely would. It would be some mixed metaphor.
The only good thing is that they'd have to have some like South Side of Chicago woman for the diversity, and like watching Tinsley in that situation would of course be entertaining.
But enough about this city that doesn't exist and on to Real Housewives of New York.
Because I'm already picturing like Tinsley with Lena Waithe. So let's go forward.
I would watch that.
The first black lesbian housewife.
Oh,
it's just Tinsley running around going, the she? I don't know. What?
Oh my God.
Guys, I'm a little nervous for New York next year. I'm excited for the casting of the new women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing nothing but lovey-dovey posts with everyone on Instagram, which is fine. I like that they're getting along to an extent. but I'm not really sure what we're looking at next year.
I think they're going to be, it's going to be about them having fun. Mm. I think that's what we're going to see. We're going to see them have a different kind of fun. And I think the drama that we see won't be like such a big deal. And I'm cool with that because New York is known for having fun.
And I do
think with the cast, with the cast we have now, I think that they can have like fun that's like entertaining. But, you know, let's just hope it ain't too drunk.
Yeah. And I like the cities best like that too, when they can have the drama, but it's kind of like self, not self-involved, but where it's, where it happens and then it's over. Like little mini fights as opposed to the Monique and Candace fight, or as opposed to, yeah. So maybe that's what it is.
Agreed. I think I've read that these conversations will take place, but with the like new additions of the first in this many years,
yeah,
Black cast members on New York, they're certainly with the year we've had, the election, Black Lives Matter, they have to discuss these aspects in some form. I would have to assume otherwise.
Ebony's been hinting that she and Ramona have talked about it. So hopefully it's on camera.
Yeah, I would need to see that. I would need to see that.
Yeah, I want to see like Ramona frantically and nervously list all the reasons why she's an ally. I can't wait. Yeah.
It'll just be a Z-Way episode.
I was nervous at first because there was something that, what's her name? The new housewife?
It's Bershon?
Being me.
Ebony, no. Or Bershon?
Ebony.
Ebony.
Said her interactions at first, or she said Sonia Morgan surprised her. And I was nervous for my queen. And I thought like Sonia stepped in some shit, said something she shouldn't have. What's going on? And then I think Ebony revealed that she was surprised by her in a different way. But yeah, for me, like surprised by her in like a good way. But to me, like the surprise would be if Sonia, I don't know. I don't know what I thought, but I was worried. Happy to see what I thought. Along.
They probably had a bond over something common that they love, like black dick. So I'm not surprised. I mean, come on now.
I mean, but I want New York to be good, of course.
Yeah.
This last season, I enjoyed, understand why people say it's not the best, and it wasn't, but I would like to see more new, fun, fresh energy injected into it, kind of like a double dose of what Leo was able to do last year.
Mm-hmm. This will be like old versus young.
Kind of. It will. It'll be interesting to see, like when the season is over next season, like where are things? Like, are these new ladies giving us a reason as to why like the old ones should be replaced? Or like, how is everyone going to fare with like the direction for this show?
Right.
Yeah.
What I'm most excited about for the season is because of how the world is with COVID, we're finally going to get a season where Luann doesn't have a cabaret.
She'll be talking about it, though. She'll sing somewhere. She'll sing at us. She'll find somewhere. And then Gerunda, she left some big bras to fill.
She did. I'm excited to not have to hear about cabaret either.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to lightly brush past OC, but kind of talk about it really quick. We are not covering it. I think there is a world in which OC could be good. Kelly needs to go.
Agreed.
Get rid of Kelly. Bring back Tamara. Let's get some rich women on this. And if you can find it in Orange County, let's get some diversity on it. Keep Bronwyn. Her family life is, at this point, fascinating to me. Not leaving the husband, but a lesbian. Sure. But I want to keep seeing it.
Right.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I have nothing to contribute.
Yeah, I know. I think there's a world in which OC is something that's like good again, but they have to do the work to do it.
Exactly.
Okay. On to Potomac. What does next season of Potomac look like? Or what do you want it to look like? Reality versus expectations versus wants, I guess.
Reality is, I don't see a world where Monique's back. Just in terms of numbers, even if she is burning down the reunion and making like great TV and Bravo was like, oh yeah, she's bringing in the ratings. To keep her, they would have to get rid of the whole other couch, I think. So it just doesn't make sense from like a showrunner point of view. But that's, I would love for Monique to stay. I just don't think it will happen.
I would love for Monique to stay as well. I don't see any world where it could happen. Yeah. I believe Andy did an interview a few months ago at this point, I think, with Danny Pellegrino, where he said the whole cast of Potomac was coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know if Andy was saying at that point it seems that way or how closely related to decisions he is. I would love it, I guess. I don't want Candace back, but if the whole cast means we get Monique back, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't see a world where Monique is back.
Mm-mm. I'm not sure. I'm not sure because I know that she has relationships with Karen and Ashley. This is what makes me so angry about Wendy, because Wendy should be the swing vote, but she's already, you know, made her judgment. And I feel like it's too soon. And she literally was in like two episodes with this woman beforehand. I have an issue with that, which I totally blame Wendy for. I don't care, even though it's Monique's fault. So I like to think that there's deals that can be struck, that there's a way that they can get around it. But I really thought that before the reunion, after seeing what happened at the reunion with her going for blood. But it's so difficult because like she's proven that she's great TV. Like,
yeah.
Somebody that follows us said that on Twitter said that said that they didn't like how she was being treated in all of this, and that the problem is that she's in the wrong franchise. They said to send her back home to New Jersey and let her do that there. And I agree. You know,
I would
New
love
Jersey
that.
Is it's a place where stuff like what she did happens more often. And so I would like them to have gotten over it, but like after seeing how lines have been drawn between them, but it's like, even if Monique goes, how do you get over the alliances she's made with the ones that are still there? Like, there's a reason for them to have issues with them, which mm-hmm. I guess that's a lesser degree than having Monique there. But I feel like you're giving up a really good housewife and really good TV by getting rid of Monique to keep one character who brings bad fashion and is a fraud in her relationships, another character who is just her minion, and another character who's completely unlikable. I think Wendy is a non-factor in all of this decision making because she's so new. But it's just, I look at what we'd be losing as to what we'd be getting. I think it's a difficult decision. I still don't really know how I feel about it.
Yeah. In terms of quality TV, I think it is truly just Monique versus Candace. I think they both bring equal amounts of whatever, and it just matters who you like. But if Candace goes, I think that whole little group will go, if it's in retaliation of Monique staying. I don't think Giselle will stay with the binder stuff.
Giselle will stay because she's always hated Monique. This hasn't made her dislike Monique any more than she already did. She, from the minute she met Monique, she did not like her. I don't feel like it's that much. They're never going to be friends anyway. I don't think she's going to let it get in the way of her bag. We damn sure know that Rob is not going to let it get in the way of her bag because she fucks up her finances every 2 years. They need this money. And I think,
yeah, you're right.
And money will talk. I almost feel like if they throw enough money at them, they'll come back and be willing to be fake with Monique. Even. So that's why I'm saying, you know, I think you could pay Robin to do anything. Like, I think you could get her to tap dance if you like, you know.
Probably. The only world that I would be okay with Monique leaving is if filming starts and something happens where Robin and Giselle, and I guess to a lesser extent Wendy, realize that they backed the wrong horse with Candace, and Candace does something to piss them off. So now, like, that would be an interesting, I don't know how likely that is. I don't know how
she'll
likely
do something. She'll do something.
But, yeah.
Because I don't think it'll be comparative, but
yeah, they didn't like her in this season, even leading up to the fight. Like, they all had their issues or like times being over Candace. And then they didn't like Candace until it was like, your enemy is my enemy. So,
yeah, because when she was cool with Monique, they didn't like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Ashley. Ashley never liked her.
I think I would like to see, I mean, I don't want Candace back, but I would like to see everyone back, I guess.
Yeah. With an addition of Jamal's current girlfriend. Even just as like a cookie lady.
yeah I want to see less of Michael Darby.
I don't. Especially after I don't want to see temper tantrum crazy white privileged Michael Darby, which I don't know if there's a different kind, but I like shady, you know, talking shit about Chris and Candace and not liking basically anybody in the cast except for Karen and Juan. Like, I like that. I'm sorry. I know it's messy. I know it's probably not the popular answer, but I liked seeing that devil's tail because he sure showed it. I don't know why he did it that way, but he did.
I like messy Michael. I like messy Michael. The Michael at the finale, I don't know. It seemed chaotic in a way that, like, I got a glimpse into something that I didn't like seeing. I was like too far in. I wanted.
It's almost like he had the same idea Monique had, but he just didn't plan it at all.
Yeah,
he was like reunion Monique with no rails.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully, he's because an agent
for chaos.
Yeah. Hopefully, because of how he acted to production staff in the finale. Not that they were like his biggest champion anyway, but hopefully they really lean into a villain edit for him next year. So that would be fun.
That I'd like. Yeah. That I'd like.
And just think, he still was better off. He still behaved better than Nene. Let that sink in.
Oh God,
that is true. That is true. No production members were harmed in the shooting of Michael Darby,
and no cast members had to lie about their injuries either. Because Portia lied; she hurt Portia. Portia kept that to herself.
I love the audio of when they were in the closet, and all you hear is Portia saying, "Can you take my mic off? I'm pregnant. I'm scared. I want to go home." I love that.
She'll make it my ringtone. And my last wish for Potomac is that we get a nice little like pool party scene with Eddie. Just so I can see him in a bathing suit. Wouldn't hate it.
Eddie's cute.
Yeah.
He's fun. I want more Eddie.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like a good palate cleanser on the show. Like when there's too much like drama or like toxicity, just give us an Eddie scene.
Yeah, even at that finale party, he was talking to Michael Darby when I just think it's, you know, nice and open-hearted.
I liked when he said, he's got white on. He can't be playing with these boys.
Is that what she said? I thought she said, you're not white. I mean, either way, she's correct.
Oh, I thought she meant like Eddie has white on. I think he was like,
that's what she was saying.
Oh, okay. Wait,
like she
wasn't
saying like he's not white. She was just saying like he got white on. You can't be doing all that. Like that's.
Oh, I thought she meant like it's white privilege that these two men can fight like this, but you can't get involved in it.
No, that's when she turned into his mama and said, "You're not dressed for fighting. You're not dressed."
That's great. That makes it better.
For a confrontation.
Yeah, they're cute. I would like Wendy to take off the CNN cap a little bit next season.
I think
her eyebrows are attached to it.
I think she will. I don't think she knew how much she was doing it. Because even on like social media and stuff, she was like, I don't talk about this all the time.
It shows. She doesn't talk about colorism, I see.
It's like I liked some of the things that she brought up, but I didn't like. I wanted her to be more like a part of the cast and not like a facilitator of conversation throughout the cast. I don't know. And lastly on our list, last but not least, in our newest city that's wrapping up-ish soon, what do we want for Salt Lake City next season? I know we have a little bit of episodes to see to kind of really inform what we would want. But at this point, where are you?
I want Heather pregnant with the black baby.
And I would love for Brooks to be at college on the other coast.
less Brooks. Yeah. No Brooks.
We're gonna get more Brooks. We're gonna get Brooks probably and a boyfriend soon.
Oh,
like that kind of nepotism attracts a boyfriend. So look out for that.
There is a part of, I don't feel bad because he got himself into this, but like people do not like Brooks.
Well,
and that's a
Brooks
big
burden. Incoming with Latino boyfriend in 3, 2, 1.
That's a big burden to take on.
Yeah.
Because you know he so clearly wanted to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not there. He's not like popping on screen.
Yeah.
Popping, but it's like the wrong kind of popping.
Well, that's the problem with
overprivileged.
Go ahead.
No, an overprivileged cis white kid getting opportunities thrown to him that he doesn't even show up on time for. They should read the room. This isn't the time in the country for us to see that. We saw what that does in the White House. It still wasn't the time. This country should be walking away from nepotism in large numbers.
You're right. Because they're making him such a presence, it's tough because, I mean, not tough, but Bravo is forced to give him an edit almost. Whereas like if Melania and Gia are just like there, then we just see these like good moments that are, it's still genuine, but it's molded for the camera because Teresa's like, just come over and watch me play with my kids. whereas Brooks is almost another housewife, still Bravo is forced to give him an edit, and it's not a good one.
No, it's like Brooks didn't learn that. Brooks is still young enough to think that saying like, I don't care, or seeming like you don't care is cool. Like, yeah. He doesn't realize that that's not cool. But like, 20-year-olds aren't watching Brooks thinking like, oh my God, goals.
Yeah.
Like smart women and gay men and probably some straight men are watching Bravo. Like we're not fooled by Brooks.
Right.
So I don't know what really he thought was, he was going to do here, but he doesn't have a personality.
Yeah.
And he's not that we funny.
Can discern.
And he seems so sour all the time.
Yeah.
Less Brooks.
less Brooks. But at the same time, like I was telling Donnie, I mean, at 21, I wouldn't have been nice or interesting or likable on TV.
Yeah, but then you have to deal with if people don't like you. And that's what
I mean,
doing.
I get it. It's just, you know, you add the whole gay thing into it and, you know, that compounds, you know, but the only good thing is like, he's a grown ass man, so he signed up for it. So I don't really feel bad about him, whatever negative backlash he gets. But if we get down to it, all the housewives' children are pieces of shit. Like they're all shitty. Like I can think of maybe like out of the entire franchise, maybe 3 kids. Who
I'd like to hear your thoughts. Who are they?
Damn, one of them is Lisa Barlow's.
Mm.
Probably 2 of them, but that little one, I don't know. He's too smart. That one, Teresa's daughter, the one that never talks, that kind of looks like Julia Stiles.
Oh God, wait, there's Gabriella, Adriana,
Gianna.
Oh, we're just saying like Italian sounding words.
Lasagna, manicotti.
Wait, it's Gia?
Mozzarella.
Gia? Melania.
It's not Melania.
Not Melania, and it's not
Adriana.
Gia.
It's Adriana. Gabriella.
Gabriella.
The middle one.
The like third.
Gabriella.
No, she's the second. I thought Gia is the third, right?
Okay. Wait,
so Melania is the oldest.
Adriana is the one we saw Teresa be pregnant with. So it's not Adriana. It's the second daughter.
The second daughter is the one I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah. The one who looks like the mailman's the father.
Yes.
Yep.
Or Julia Stiles.
Yeah, is the father. Yep.
Those two, and then I'm going to add, I'll go way back. It might be personal. Shane Keough from
I knew you were going to say
him. I mean.
Love Shane.
I mean, he was supernaturally attractive. But other than like most of those kids, they're just shitty and they're rich and that's why they grow up to be shitty people. And we're going to have to deal with their shit.
Okay, I love Robin's kids. You left them out.
I don't love Robin's kids. Like, I feel bad for Robin's kids because they are embellished. But they're like the elves that are working in the factory.
Okay, and that's our holiday show tie-in.
I like Robin's kids too.
Yeah.
They seem a little annoying. Same thing with Wendy's.
Dean right, seems about okay. The kids. This is not a kid wrap up. <That's> funny. What do we want from Salt Lake?
Let's go through each city and each season for everyone's kids.
Yeah. Oh my God, Aubrey, come on now.
Salt Lake. Okay, I go back and forth as to whether or not I can do more Mary because it's so dark for me at this point. And I don't even know if I would like to see her taken down because I don't even think she's on our planet. Like, I don't even think Mary understands what a takedown would be. Yeah, like, I just want her to disappear, I think.
You can't take her down. It's not possible.
But the second season of a city is always the best to bring everyone back because it's the first time they are filming with knowing what the reaction to them from the first season has been. So you're seeing like a little course correction in terms of like expectations editing with audience. It gets a little like meta, and that's kind of where it gets interesting in a different way. So yeah. I guess I'm like, bring them all back, but really the three that I think have staying power on the show are Jen, Heather, and Meredith.
Oh, not Whitney.
I think Whitney does. I don't think Lisa does, and I don't think Mary does. I could see Mary just quitting, honestly.
I wonder if Mary's so rich. Maybe she's promoting the church, I guess. Mm. Like, why is she on this show?
Right.
Right. So I don't really think she needs it.
I feel like Whitney is a friend of in the making. The father stuff is interesting. I want Salt Lake to dig more into things. Like, I want to know more about the dynamic between Whitney and her husband.
Does Whitney have kids?
Yes.
Whitney, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, like, I feel like I want to get a little deeper in with some of these wives.
Yeah, Whitney's whole storyline is her father, which is great. He has a fascinating story, but he wasn't the one cast.
Yeah, and Lisa isn't giving me a lot. I'm getting the same beats with her. It's very much like, it's the same voice, and she says things that are like throwaway inspiration lines, like, you look fabulous. I love it. Like, it's a lot of the same thing.
Yeah, I don't dislike her. But when you asked us who would come back, I couldn't tell you even what she brought to this season.
I just like watching her talk to her husband. I'm just like, I'm just surprised that Meredith's the one that's getting separated. Because I'm like, he likes this?
I do like the dynamic between Lisa and her husband. It seems like he has a good sense of like, he's playing.
He knows who he married.
Yeah, he's playing like a good husband on camera, which I like. Or, I mean, it's interesting to see. He's kind of letting her be alpha in some ways. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, from the minute whoever tells somebody to take care of the dog is running the house. That's just the way it goes. And from the minute she had him out walking that dog
with that outfit,
putting that sweater on him, I was like, well, I respect that.
I could deal with Mary in a friend of role, the way they did Katie Rost and Potomac originally.
That's after she unraveled.
Well, yeah, but Mary, like, I would say, has unraveled.
Mary unraveled 20 years ago.
Right, so, but Bravo still gave her a shot, but we don't need to see her in every episode.
I mean, this is the church. Anything could happen. Her and that man could get divorced. Like, sure. Lots of crazy things happen in the church. She could reclaim her story. I want to see what might happen. I know that it's kind of a dark story. It's not as dark for me as it is for you, Anthony. You know, she's a grown woman. Even if she couldn't make the decision then, she can damn sure make it now. I can only feel so much like this is somebody who's like, you know, got some kind of psychosis or something that's keeping them there. I think she's greedy. I think she cares about the money, and I think she made a decision. And the fact that she's sticking with that decision now, despite making the decision when she was younger, means that she's cool with it. So therefore, I can look at it and be like, you know, this isn't like a Handmaid's Tale and I need to save you. No, you have the means. You have, your church will survive. Your grandmother's dead. Like, I don't know how that works, but yeah, I like to see what she does with it. But I have to admit, it is a little hard to watch her when she gets upset. Like, it's very, it makes me nervous.
She gets angry or when she cries?
Yeah. Like, well, I'm sorry, when she gets angry, when she gets angry and she kind of attacks, that makes me nervous. Like, when Dorinda would get mad, she acted like my mother, so she triggered me. Mm. When Mary gets angry, she makes me very uncomfortable because I feel like there's a lot going on there. Those are the only two housewives who've ever given me a reaction from their anger. So there's something there with Mary, and I want to see it, but I get where you're coming from.
I guess we did this for for next year. Does anyone have any kind of like wrap up thoughts on anything they want to see? A new city, a famous housewife put in a new city, anything, a big sweep.
I still would like, you know, a 90s TV actress in Beverly Hills. And I don't care, from the WB. I don't care if that's Sarah Michelle Gellar, Shannon Doherty, Holly Marie Combs, Felicity herself. I just need a 90s icon in Beverly Hills if we're going to keep going down the TV route. I know a lot of people don't want actresses on the show, but I have no problem with it if they're good names. Like the name they were talking about this year, what's her name, like Allie
Landry.
Yeah, let's move away from that route and go the more Shannon D for me.
Shannon Doherty is sick though. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, I love Shannon Doherty, but
that's a plot, baby.
I don't think that's a plot. That, I mean, I get it, but I would say no. Now Holly Marie Combs, I'm there for it.
With our luck, we would get the blonde actress who played Andy on Dawson's Creek. I don't even know her name, but that would be who we'd get.
None of us do, Anthony. None of us do. I mean, Busy Phillips would be good, since we're talking about Dawson's Creek or WB. I would love Busy Phillips to do it.
Yeah, I could do and that.
She would be gold in a confessional. She would be a great housewife. But I said from the beginning, I wanted Jennifer Tilly to be added. From the minute I saw she was a friend of somebody,
I would have loved that.
I was like, bring Jennifer Tilly. I love her. I think she'd be a great addition. She's kind of kooky. She's famous enough, I feel like. I think she'd be a good addition. And besides that, like I said, I would love to see a Chicago franchise start up. Mm. Those are my things.
I don't know where she lives, but for me, someone who has always seemed like someone who would be on Housewives is Kamora Lee Simmons.
Oh,
I would like to see her on. I feel like she's the right level of someone maybe trying to look to kick up a career again. I don't. She might be.
She can relaunch Baby Fat.
It doesn't matter what.
I think she'd be good.
And if New York is a little too friendly this season, like you think it will be, I think Wendy Williams would be a chaotic addition that I would love to see.
Wow.
I was hoping for it this year. When we got buzz of a black woman, I said, Wendy or Tiffany Pollard, please. Wendy or Tiffany Pollard, please.
Oh, not Tiffany, New York Pollard.
She's friends with Sonia.
Of course she is. They have the same bond.
Oh my gosh. Well, this has been fun, and hopefully some, if not all of our hopes and wishes for Real Housewives in 2021 will come true. We will see you in the new year. Be sure to follow Know That, a Real Housewives podcast, on Instagram and Twitter at Know That Pod. Should you want to, you could follow me at Anthony F. Casella on Instagram.
You can follow me at Real Donniewood on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me at Quentin Lamar on Twitter.
Once again, happy holidays. Bye.
Happy holidays.